It's that time again on a Friday when AM Live presents another update from the coalface with Martin Creamer, publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. Martin, welcome. South Africa is to host the world's biggest global solar energy conference in Johannesburg in October. Tell me more about it.
You know, renewable energy is on the lips of politicians the world over, and it's quite a coup now for South Africa to be the host of this very big solar energy congress. It's organized by the International Solar Energy Society, and it's going to be called Solar World Congress 2009, held in Johannesburg here to update the world on what is happening in renewable energy as a whole, but solar energy in particular. And always something new out of Africa. Of course, this is the first time we've ever had it hosted in South Africa, but already from Africa, we have Professor Vivian Alberts of Johannesburg University, who's come through with this very, very thin film solar panel, which is bringing people down the cost curve. And of course, the targets that we've got for renewable energy in South Africa are going to come under scrutiny at this particular Congress. We're talking about 3% renewable energy by 2012. A lot of people feel that should be firmed up to a higher percentage. You know, we've got twice the amount of sun that Berlin has, and Germany's already on 15%, close to 15% renewable energy. So we need to move forward at a faster pace.
Now, the South African government wants platinum manufacturing and not just platinum mining, and is putting its money where its mouth is. How so?
It's doing a project called Hydrogen South Africa, and of course it's looking to the fuel cell, which uses a lot of platinum, and we are the biggest platinum miners in the world, but we don't actually manufacture much at all from platinum. Of course, Sasol has always had to be interested in catalysis, and that involves platinum and platinum group metals in the producing of petrol and diesel from coal. So there is this expertise in catalysis in the country, which is already quite an advantage. And now the Department of Science and Technology has actually put 50 million into the coordination of three areas of competence around this whole fuel cell issue and the dawning of the hydrogen age. Many people feel that the world is about to, you know, exploit the clean energy that can come out of this hydrogen age and the fuel cell. And right in the middle of it is South Africa with its platinum, because most of these fuel cells make use of platinum, and we know that you can get from those fuel cells electricity, and then benign water is the waste product. So it is a very clean way to go. There's no combustion. It can be the big engine of the future. South Africa doesn't want to be left behind. It'll be interesting to see how the new Minister of Science and Technology, Naledi Pandor, emphasizes this. It was being given a lot of emphasis in September by the government, and we hope that this momentum can follow through with this program called Hydrogen South Africa. 15 million rand already given to the three universities and academic and research institutions, and then another 50 million for them to service their business plans.
Now, Eskom's huge investment program has had its first investment spin-off, apparently opening of a new 120 million rand factory to make power station components.
You know, the Eskom CEO, Jacob Mroche, has said that he's got a ready-built stimulus package, and we're starting to see some of the fruits of it now with the SPX and DB Thermal already putting up this 120 million rand factory. That's the sort of thing we need. We've got enough shopping centers around the place. We need more factories, and stimulating this development in Nigel for the factory to produce boiler pressure parts for the new Eskom power stations, Medupi and Kusile, is this whole Eskom program. And we hope that there will be more spin-offs. And we know that the government has the Competitive Supplier Development Program, which is meant to ensure that when public sector money is spent, there is some spin-off in terms of jobs and activities. And we hope that, you know, the new minister, Rob Davies, will actually push this a little bit further, because proper targets haven't been set really for the Competitive Supply Development Program. And we know that the government in 3 years is going to spend something like 787 billion on infrastructure. And the more we can get in local manufacture and the more factory development, the better. And beyond 2012, there's also said to be another 1.3 trillion on the cards, you know, going through to 2025. So there's a lot of momentum to be gained and a lot of spin-offs to be gained. We're hoping that this 120 million Rand investment in Nigel will just be seen as fairly moderate in the days going forward, because SPX and DB Thermal making these pressure parts for the power station are part of a big contract that they want to make boilers. It's a 40 billion rand contract. It's a big one. And Hitachi Power, which is involved, has already pledged a billion rand, at least 1 billion rand investment promise, you know, into local content commitments. And we hope that that momentum really builds up for job creation.
That's Martin Creamer, the publishing editor of Engineering News and Mining Weekly. He will be back at the coalface at the same time next Friday.